Anybody here own a dog? Anybody own a dog? Okay, I'll take Char here in the front row. You own a dog. What kind of dog is it? Is it a toy dog or is it a... Okay, little poodle, toy poodle. What's the dog's name?
Cocoa Puff.
Cocoa Puff. Obviously, you love Cocoa Puff. Is Cocoa Puff a boy or a girl? He's a boy, okay. Your boy toy, right?
He's an it.
He's an it, okay. He's been fixed. Okay. And do you feed Cocoa Puff commercial dog food, or you give him table scraps and garbage?
Commercial dog food.
Okay, with a supplement specifically for dogs.
Yeah.
Now, do you get dog food for his body weight, or you just feed him whatever is cheapest? And
I get dog food for small
dogs, okay? Because dog foods are blended for giant breeds over 100 pounds, 100-pound dogs, middle-sized dogs, 35 to 50-pound dogs, toy breeds under 20 pounds, toy breeds under 10 pounds. And that's because you have to be dose-specific for nutrition to work. If you feed a toy dog dog food for a 50-pound dog, their teeth fall out, they have back problems, heart problems, they die early. Now, following the right rules with dog food, we've tripled the lifespan of dogs in the last 60 years. 60 years ago, an old dog was 8. Today, an old dog is 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in dogs that still plague people. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name in dogs that still plague people, 10 times that many that you can't. And we didn't do that with genetically engineered protein, stem cells, organ transplants, and wonder drugs. We did all these wondrous things simply by adding all the known essential nutrients in optimal amounts per body weight in dog food. Now, as a kid, it always seemed odd to me that we would do that for animals and nobody was doing it for people. So since 1978, I've been doing this for people as a licensed naturopathic physician. Now, there's two questions we need to ask Char here. Now, what would happen if you would feed Cocoa Puffs only garbage? You'd say, okay, I don't want to cut back on my electricity use, so I'm going to go around to all my neighbors and pick up their leftovers and table scraps and garbage and feed it to Cocoa Puff. Would you do that?
No.
Well, what would happen to Cocoa Puff if you were to do that?
He'd get sick and die.
He would sick and die early, right? Wouldn't live to be 25. And so here comes the ultimate question, ladies and gentlemen. How come that we eat, you feed your kids and your grandkids food that will kill a dog? Most people don't realize that they're eating food that you wouldn't feed your dog. Sure got quiet in here because most people don't think of it in that fashion.